Thank you very much. Of course, I think this is an important point. And I think either you have a certain possibility, for example, from the hardware itself to recognize whether it's still in a condition that it can work, or you will have a certain failure message, for example. So that's the same as you have, for example, if you have, let's say, today's drive assistance systems in the workshop and so on. I think that's something which can be handled. Of course, we have to consider it that, of course, we will not have situations where we create a situation where a vehicle which is not in a condition, which is not in a shape to get this kind of new feature because of modifications, it has to be ensured. But I think you can also have modifications done afterwards. This is also something, it's not just an issue then only for this, let's say, updating existing vehicles in the field, but that's also, if you have the vehicle has this capability and you run it on the road, that certain modifications can be done. So it's not, I think, an only issue for this topic, but it is also then valid for the vehicles which have already this capability and run on the road and are being modified. Thank you.